Back in 2004, Debbie Salamone was wading waist-deep into the water on the east coast of Florida when she was attacked by a shark, tore at her foot, and mangled tendons in her heel. But this past week, Ms. Salamone was on Capitol Hill, along with 8 other shark attack survivors, lobbying their senators to help strengthen laws against shark finning. Debbie Salamone, who's a communications manager for the Pew Environment Group, joins us from Orlando. Thanks so much for being with us.
Sure. My pleasure.
Now, a lot of people wouldn't want anything to do with sharks after your experience.
Well, I wasn't a big fan of sharks after my experience. I had been a big fan of the environment in the prior years, and after the attack, I sort of felt like the environment had betrayed me in a way, and so I went through a good period of time where I just was lost a little bit about how I had felt before, and luckily, though, I came to the realization that this was a test for me, a test of my resolve and my commitment toward marine conservation and environmental protection.
Now, shark finning, we should explain that that's basically slicing off a shark's fin, which can be sold.
Yes, exactly. Shark finning is a very brutal process where sharks are stripped of their fins, they're sliced off, and oftentimes the sharks are even still alive when they are dumped back into the water. And up to 73 million sharks are killed every year just for their fins. It's a lucrative trade. You can get up to $300 per pound for some shark fins that are used mainly for soup. But the problem here is that we are hunting some of these species to extinction.
Can you tell us about a couple of other people who testified who also have suffered injuries from sharks?
We had two gentlemen who lost a leg each, and then we had two gentlemen who lost their arms. And the remainder of us were horribly scarred and disfigured. We came from all walks of life.
So how do you go from hating the animal that bit you to hoping that they prosper in this planet?
It took some months. So I think I just got back what was taken from me, and that was my love of the environment. So it was always there, but there was just a crisis there in the middle that made me doubt what I had always felt so passionately about.
How are you doing?
Well, I am so happily recovered, and just I have some stiffness in the morning and that sort of thing, but I'm recovered well enough to return to my hobby and love of competitive ballroom dancing. So that makes me very pleased.
Ms. Salamone, thanks so much.
Sure, you're welcome.
Debbie Salamone in Orlando of the Pew Environment Group, and this is NPR News.